A Lenten devotional for March 17th, 2020, based on 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 26 to 29a and verses 32 to 38, by the Reverend Dr. William N. Jackson. A cursory reading of these verses from 1 Corinthians 7 might lead one to think that they merely discuss the contrasts, the pros and cons, between being married and being celibate. Which is better or worse? The text is actually, however, a statement about the obvious differences regarding the number of demands, duties, and pressures, or lack of them, attendant to each marital status. Paul states that it would be easier, and perhaps better, for a single person to fulfill his or her calling without the hindrances and distractions that can come with marriage. But he also says very clearly that marriage is not a sin. In fact, later, in Ephesians, he says that marriage is a significant symbol, sign, and example of the perfect relationship between Christ and his bride, the church. The crucial point in his letter to the Corinthians is that Paul was certain the return of Christ was imminent. It constituted the impending crisis of verse 26. Another translation reads, "The time is short." So for Paul, there was an urgency, an imperative, for the followers of Jesus to be ready imminently, to be prepared by putting all their priorities in place. Whether married or celibate then, and whatever extrapersonal responsibilities attended them, the Corinthian Christians' top priority should be readiness and empowerment by the Spirit as Christ's faithful, well-prepared, obedient servants. The message for us here in this Lenten season is to take another opportunity for disciplined worship, study, and prayer to reinforce our top priority, to fill our role of being dedicated disciples, stewards, and witnesses for the Lord, even as we hear again the haunting echo of Jesus saying to us, "You must be ready at any time, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you least expect." O Lord, may our relationship with you through our daily discipline and devotion of study and prayer make us ready at any time for all opportunities to fulfill our top priority to be your faithful, loyal, and obedient servants, ones who share your love and grace with all the family, friends, neighbors, and strangers we will encounter today. In the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.